This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today had a telephonic conversation with Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said they reviewed a range of issues pertaining to defence cooperation and discussed closer collaboration between India and Australia in the Indo-Pacific. He said India gives great value on comprehensive strategic partnership with Australia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana today. They discussed early resolution of remaining issues in the border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jaishankar said, respecting the line of actual control and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest, will guide the India-China bilateral ties. Niti Aayog is launching a three-month Sampurnta Abhiyan across the country from today to undertake a sustained effort to achieve the saturation of six key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks. The campaign seeks to achieve saturation in each of the six identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. The Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as a medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges in the state, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashvani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his death anniversary today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that the teachings of Swami Vivekananda give strength to millions. He said Swami Vivekananda's profound wisdom and relentless pursuit of knowledge are also very motivating. Chemicals and Petrochemical Secretary Nivedita Shukla Verma inaugurated a four-day global conclave on plastic recycling and sustainability and international exhibition in New Delhi today. The event is a platform for industry leaders, startups and environmental experts to display their latest advancements and share insights on achieving sustainability in the plastic industry. The exhibition has brought together a diverse group of stakeholders, including industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, and environmental experts. The plastic recycling industry is expected to grow to $6.9 billion by 2033. Millions of voters in United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general election to elect the new Prime Minister today. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. Counting of votes will begin immediately after the voting is over. The T20 World Cup winning Indian men's cricket team arrived in New Delhi from Barbados this morning to a rousing reception. Fans gathered in big numbers outside the IGI airport, waving the national flag and holding placards. The fans braved a drizzle to welcome the men in blue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is meeting the victorious team at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg. Meanwhile, Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya welcomed the team with a social media post saying, "The whole country is eager to welcome those who hoisted the tricolour on the soil of Barbados." BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla credited all the players, the team management and the BCCI officials for the victory. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri will be in action in men's doubles with his French partner Albano Olavetti. The duo took on Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan. Various parts of national capital received light to moderate rainfall last night, which continued till the morning. The rain brought the much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. India Meteorological Department has said that light to moderate rainfall, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning, is expected in northwest and central part of the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.